articles from G3 Ministries.
Likely the most important truth about the Holy Spirit's active work that we must remember is that the Holy Spirit always works through His Word. Through His illuminating power, the Spirit opens our minds and hearts to accept and submit to the authority of the Word that He inspired. And thus, it is through such submission to the Word that the Spirit sanctifies us. This is critically important to recognize. The Holy Spirit will not sanctify us apart from His Word. In fact, this is exactly what is indicated when Paul commands us to be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. Like Spirit baptism and illumination, Spirit filling is a work of the Spirit that has been significantly confused by errant teaching. But careful attention to the biblical text will give us clarity as to the exact nature of this work of the Spirit. Sometimes in Scripture, language of filling is used to describe the special empowerment that the Spirit gave to key leaders of God's people during important periods in redemptive history. In the New Testament, these all appear in Luke and Acts, where Luke uses the term pimplemi, in which the grammar clearly indicates that he is the content of the filling. These leaders were filled with the Spirit in a unique way that empowered them to lead God's people. In contrast, Luke uses the adjective pleres 5 times, in which the grammar indicates that the Spirit is the content of the filling and that this is a figurative expression. In other words, these cases describe individuals who are characterized as being spiritual. Similarly, in one case, Luke uses the verb pleirao in Acts 13:52 to describe the disciples as characterized by spiritual joy. This is similar to when we might describe someone as being a spiritual person or a godly person. What we mean is that the person's life is characterized by qualities that identify him with qualities of God Himself. So to summarize, Luke uses 2 different word groups to distinguish 2 kinds of filling. Pimplemi refers to unique filling for special ministry. Pleres and pleirao refers to ordinary filling, meaning characterized as spiritual. Paul's command in Ephesians 5:18 through 19 is related to the second use, but grammatically different. Quote, "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart." In both cases above, the Spirit is the content of the filling, either in a unique sense or in an ordinary metaphorical sense. Paul uses the same verb that Luke used in Acts 13:52, pleirao, but with a different grammatical construction. Instead of Spirit being the content, genitive, of the filling, in Ephesians 5:18, Spirit is the object, dative, of the preposition en, translated in the ESV as with. Greek grammarians note that this grammatical construction never indicates content in the New Testament. Rather, Spirit refers to the means instead of the content. In other words, in Ephesians 5:18, Spirit is the means of the filling rather than the content of the filling, and thus it would be better to translate the command as be filled by the Spirit. The Greek preposition en can be translated either way. So, if the Spirit is the means of filling in Ephesians 5:18, what is the content of the filling? The best way to determine the answer is by looking at the parallel verse in Colossians 3:16. Quote, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." The command here is nearly identical to Ephesians 5:18, but instead of the command being to let the Spirit fill us, the command in Colossians 3:16 is to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly. The implication is that these are related concepts, and thus the content of the filling is the Word of Christ. The command of Ephesians 5:18, then, ought to be clear. Paul commands us to let the Holy Spirit fill us with His Word. The point is clear. The Spirit always works through His Word, to be filled by the Spirit is to be filled with the Spirit's Word. And of course, this is why Spirit filling is so crucial to our sanctification, since it is the Word that the Spirit breathed out for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. The filling picture, embodied by the pleiraes pleirao word group, expresses the nature of how sanctification happens. In all of those cases, the ordinary filling with or by the Spirit signifies submission to His control by His Word. Sanctification does not take place apart from the Spirit's work, but it is not passive. We must read the Word and submit ourselves to it. That is what it means to be filled by the Spirit.